Going through the book of Ephesians, we are looking at our armor that God has given us, amen. And so we know that we fight a very real enemy, a very spiritual enemy, and his name is Satan, our adversary, the devil, and he prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And so it's not some fictitious person that's made up, but it's a real enemy. Just as God is real and has real power, the enemy is real and has real power as well. It is a limited power because God's power is greater than his. Amen. And so in order to stand, therefore, and to stand against your spiritual enemy, God has given us some armory. And he has equipped us so that we can stand. And so that's been the series thus far. And we've talked about putting on the belt of truth. We talked about having our breastplate of righteousness and our shoes ready with the gospel of peace. So how many of you have taken on the challenge in having your shoes shod with the gospel of peace that you went and tell someone about Jesus this past week? Look, the hands flying up all over the place. I am so proud of you guys just for taking God's word seriously and being having that readiness just to share with others. We'll give you another chance, all right? We'll give you another chance. I believe in you. I believe you can do it, all right? So next week, that you will tell someone, one person, you will have this readiness about you, and you will tell one person about Jesus, all right? You guys take me up on that challenge? All right, so about half of you. We're getting better. We're getting better. All right, so today we want to take up the shield of faith. And so... The shield is quite interesting, and as I was looking into this, it's not like the Captain America shield that we're talking about, just this nice little circular thing. But whenever Paul is looking, he's looking at a Roman soldier, and he's looking at their shields, and their shields were much more impressive than the Captain American shield, and it goes from chin basically to shin, and it was a pretty interesting shield. And so the shield would protect against flaming darts of the enemy. Is how Paul describes it. And in warfare, this would have been a very common thing that was known. Whenever enemies of Rome were to attack them, that they would use flaming arrows. To get hit by an arrow would be one thing, right? And that would be deadly as it is. But to get hit with a flaming arrow, that would not only puncture and wound and kill, but then it would ignite their clothing and their shields and the platoon around them. And so it would cause even more greater damage than the initial attack. And so Paul is relating the attacks of the enemy as a flaming arrow because it doesn't just initially puncture, but it has the ability to go beyond that initial attack and cause even more havoc. And so he makes this analogy. He says, look, the Lord has equipped you with a shield. And so our job this morning is to take up the shield of faith. A shield on the ground does you no good. Just as any parts of the armor of God, it does you no good if you do not put it on, if you do not take it up. And so the armor is meant to be taken up in battle. And so for the battle is a real battle, all right? So I want you to, if nothing else, that you realize that this battle is a real battle. It's against a real enemy. It's not the person who, who was snoring all last night. You know, it's not the person who was causing all kind of chaos and being disruptive in your life. That's not your real enemy. Your real enemy is the devil, and he wants to destroy you because you are made in the image of God. You displayed the glory of God on the earth. And so he is out to destroy that. He is against the God that is in you. That is why he is your enemy. He is against God. And so the battle is real. We fight against a real enemy. And so the Christian life, it's not a cruise ship. It's a battle zone. Every day that you wake up with your boots ready. You wake up ready to fight, ready to engage in this spiritual battle. Now, interesting, going back to the arrows, the way that they would cause and the way that they would burn is that they were wrapped in cloth, and then they were dipped in tar, and then they were ignited with a flame. And these arrows, once launched, they had the potential just to kind of stay on that shield and, again, ignite that shield. And so what the Romans would do, they would actually soak their shields in water so that the shield not only blocks the arrows, the initial attack, but it quenches the dart. Amen. And so that's the, I want you to know that that is the power of your shield today. It not only has the ability to block the arrows, but it has the ability to quench it as well, to prevent it from hurting you, from hurting the rest of your people, your family, your friends, your loved ones. It has the ability to quench those flaming darts of the enemy. Now, whenever we think of darts and we think of this, what exactly are we talking about? What are the spiritual darts that the enemy uses? Well, he uses things like temptation. You know, he'll tempt you. He'll throw one dart at you, and he'll tempt you in a certain way. But then he'll throw another dart at you, and he'll tempt you in a certain way because he knows your weakness. And so one dart would be this dart of temptation. Maybe for one, it's pride. Maybe for another, it's the accumulation of things. Maybe for another, it's bad relationships or whatever it may be. And so you have these darts that are being thrown at you. What about the dart of accusation? You will never be nothing. You're never going to amount to anything. Look at you, you're just a failure. And so he throws accusations at you, trying to kill what God has done in your life. What about the arrow of doubt, trying to get you to doubt God's goodness? Bad things have happened in your life, and you're thinking, well, if God is so good, why does he allow these bad things to happen? And the enemy throws a dart at your life. He tries to get you to doubt in God's faithfulness, to doubt God's goodness, to say, oh, God's not really good because look what happened to your life. What about the arrow of fear of the future? You're so worried about what's going to take place in the future. You're so fearful, and you're so anxious, and you're so worried. You're consumed with worry. You worry about worrying. And so the devil just throws that arrow, that flaming dart at your life, get you to be more fearful. What about discouragement? If you've been a Christian any period of time, he has thrown this dart at you to try to get you to be discouraged, to not pick yourself up in the mornings and to not take one step in front of the other, to get you discouraged, another flaming dart of the enemy. What about shame? You know, you've been a Christian and you messed up as a Christian and you, like, you bear this shame and the enemy reminds you, how dare you lift your hands in worship? How dare you come into the presence of God? Look at you, look at your life and all that you've done. And so he throws that arrow of shame at your life, try to make you feel shameful of all the things that you have done. Now, these attacks of the enemy, they're swift, they're painful, and they spread. So if you start to believe that initial arrow, that initial thought of doubt, and you begin to meditate on that, and you begin to believe the lies of the enemy, then it has the potential to spread. And then all of a sudden, everything is viewed through that lens of doubt. Everything is viewed, oh, God is not faithful. God is not good enough to get me through this. And so just as a flaming arrow would ignite and set ablaze, so does this one initial thought, this one initial attack. And before you know it, the enemy has won. That's why you don't fight this battle alone. That's why God has equipped you with a shield. And so you must take up the shield of faith. And so not only the shield would protect an individual, but as you can see, as they gathered together, like these shields made a wall around each other. And so if the arrows were to come from the front, they were protected. If the arrows were to come from the sides, they were protected. If the arrows were to come from the back, they were protected. How much more so us being in the body of Christ? Like, we not only have our shield of faith, and we not only take up our shield of faith, but we have our brothers and our sisters with their shields of faith. And together, we make this impenetrable, kind of like the Romans, this tortoise shell formation. Hey, man, I got your back. You got my back. We all have each other's back. We're praying for you, man. I'm believing for you. I want to believe God that that God will get you through this. I'm going to raise my shield with you. And so the shield is very effective, as you can see. It covers from chin to shin. It was layered with wood. It was covered with leather and reinforced with metal. Pretty interesting idea. And so, but the thing is that God has given us even a greater shield than that. He has given us this shield of faith. And so to quench the fiery darts of the enemy, we take up our shield. Amen? Now, if our shield is the shield of faith, what does that look like? Do we just believe that God is there and that's enough? Well, even the devil believes that. Even the devil believes that God is there. But faith, taking up our shield, is trusting in God's character, trusting that he is who he said he is and that he will continue to be. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same faithful God as he was back then. As he was with Abraham, he is faithful today. As he was faithful with Moses and David, he is faithful today. We're trusting in the character of God. We have faith. He has got me through this. He will certainly get me through this. He has been a healer back then. Guess what? He is a healer now. I'm trusting in God's faithfulness. I'm trusting in the character of who he is. I'm raising up my shield. So whenever the enemy comes and he lies and he accuses you and he tries to demolish you, you raise your shield because God's character remains steadfast. It remains true. I'm standing in the character of God, and he doesn't change. I'm also standing in his promises. You know, God has, as a believer, he has made you promises. One of the greatest promises that God has made you is that whenever you cross over from this life to the next, that you will be with him. You will be with the Lord. There will be no more pain. There will be no more suffering. There will be no more tears. There will be no more sorrow. We will be with the Lord forever and ever and with God's people. And so we hold on to those promises. When the flaming arrows come at our lives, we're holding on, but I know this may be a difficult season right now, but I know that it won't always be like this because I'm looking forward to a day when I will be with the Lord, and all these things that we deal with right now will be in the past. Amen? And so I'm trusting in the promises of God. And if God makes a promise, God cannot go back on his word. God is not human like us. God is not man where he can lie. And so we trust in his promises. We trust in God's sovereignty, meaning this, that though bad things happen in our lives and things will happen, Jesus says there will be trials and there will be tribulations in our lives. He didn't say that the road will be easy. It will be peachy and gravy and ice cream and Skittles and all these different things. He said it's going to be a road with trials and tribulations, but I'm going to be with you. He says, I'm going to be with you. And so we raise up our shield of faith whenever we're going through those difficult situations. And we say, God, I don't understand why I'm going through this right now, but I trust that you have a plan. I trust in your sovereignty. I trust that you make all things work together for the good, for those who love you and are called according to your purpose. I'm standing on your word, and I'm going to believe what you say. I'm going to believe your word. And so I trust in your promises. I trust in your sovereignty. Though I don't understand it, God, you are God and I am not. And ultimately, we trust in Christ's finished work, meaning this, when the enemy tries to condemn you and tries to say, look at you, how dare you call yourself a Christian, that you trust in the finished work of Christ, that whenever he said, it is finished, he said, all your sin has been paid for. It has been done away with. And so when the enemy comes and brings up a condemnation, that you raise that shield of faith and you say, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, my Lord. I am saved. I am a son of God. I am a daughter of the Most High God. Back off, devil, because I belong to him. And I do not belong to you. And so those lies of condemnation, you raise up your shield and you quench those fiery darts of the enemy. If your shield's on the ground, it does absolutely no good. Now I'd like to show you the first video, the second video, but that was played firstly. Let's show that video. Let's start over again, crank up the sound. All right, so when the devil launches arrows of doubt, trying to get you to doubt God's goodness, your shield blocks it. When he launches arrows of fear, your shield blocks it. Whenever he launches arrows of accusation, your shield blocks it. And when he launches arrows of temptation, your shield blocks it. And all the other arrows of the enemy is blocked by the shield of faith. Amen. And so the enemy here will try to get you to doubt who God is. Amen. I know it was cheesy, all right? It was cheesy, but nonetheless, you guys get the point, right? So whenever the enemy doubts, he tries to get you to doubt God's goodness, you raise up that shield and say, no, I'm going to stand firm, and I'm going to stand in God's truth. When he causes you to try to fear and walk in fear, you say, the Lord is my helper. He's going to get me through this. And whenever he accuses you, you rise up and say, no, I'm the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus, my Lord, is imputed to me. Amen. Whenever God looks at me, he no longer sees my sin. He no longer sees my mess ups. He sees the righteousness of Christ Jesus that has been imputed to you. Whenever temptation rises, you say, no, I am a child of God. Those things do not belong in a life of a child of God. We must take up the shield of faith. Amen. And so this piece of weaponry has been given to us, but we must be intentional about it. We can't just allow our shield of faith to rest on the ground, but we must intentionally pick it up. We must have a readiness, as we use this word before, having this readiness with this shield, and we're standing and we're anticipating. If you're not anticipating the fight, if you're not anticipating the flaming arrows, you're going to get caught blindsided. That's why he says to stand firm and to stand therefore. And so in the scripture, he also says, in all circumstances, meaning this, that the shield is able to quench all things. There is not a fiery dart of the enemy that the shield is not able to quench. The shield is able to quench all things. In all circumstances, take up your shield of faith. In suffering, in success, in the waiting, in the conflict, in the temptation, in the loneliness, in the despair, take up the shield of faith. It's easy to do it, you know, whenever maybe things are going great, you take up the shield of faith. But when things start falling apart, you guess what? You take up the shield of faith. Each and every morning, we must do this. Each and every day, we must take up the shield of faith. And so it's imperative. And so the promise is that every single dart of the enemy is extinguished by the shield of faith. Amen. So in conclusion, the battle is a very real battle. It's a very real battle that we face. Young people, it's a real battle. It's real. I mean, just as you are standing here today, the enemy is a real spiritual force. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities. We wrestle against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's the fight. We have a shield of faith. God has given us a shield. It's up to us to pick it up. And this shield is able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. It's able to quench every single one of them, accusation. Maybe some of you, I feel that in this place, some of you are really dealing with this word accusation, where the devil has accused you of not being this or being this. Or maybe other people have said things about you, and you believe those words, and you believe those accusations, and they have taken root. And so the arrow went beyond the initial attack and is beginning to really cause some damage. God wants to heal you this morning. God wants to restore you. God wants to mend the brokenness of your heart. Perhaps there's temptation lying at your door. You know, like as soon as you walk out of here, that you're going to be faced with temptation. Pick up your shield of faith. Amen. I want to pray for you this morning. So if you are in this place and you really feel like, you know what, the devil has been accusing me. I've been believing the lies of the enemy. I've believed the flaming arrows. I have believed them. It has taken root in my life. It has destroyed much. And I'm tired of it. Today, I want to be a person who takes up the shield of faith. Today, I want to stand opposed to my spiritual enemy. I want to stand in faith. I don't want to back down. I do not want to cower. But I want to stand in faith with the weapons that God has given me and begin to fight this fight of faith. I realize that I do not fight against other brothers and sisters in Christ. I do not fight against flesh and blood, but the fight is against Satan and against his demons and against our adversary. It's a spiritual fight. And so today I choose, perhaps you pray that with me this morning, Lord, today I choose to take up the shield of faith, to believe that you are God. Lord, we rest in the fact that you are unchanging. We rest in the fact that you are faithful. We rest in your character, oh God, that you are consistent with your character. You are a God of love. You are a God of justice. You are a God that provides our every need. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You are our sanctifier, our deliverer. We trust in the character, the unchanging character of God. So, Lord, today we take up the shield of faith. Every accusation I cancel right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every word that has damaged, that has spread into our lives that is not of God, that is of the enemy, I cancel those words right now in the name of Jesus over your lives. And I declare that you are free from this. You are free from the damage that it has caused. You are free from the bondage of these lies that the enemy has brought upon you. Today I declare that you are a child of the Most High God. That you are a son. You are a daughter of the Most High God. We choose to believe what Jesus says about us, not what this world says about us. And so today we take up our shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And perhaps you are a parent in this place and you're going to begin to cancel those things off of your family right now in the name of Jesus. Off of your children and off of your great-grandchildren and off of your great-great-grandchildren. We cancel all the lies right now in the name of Jesus. We pick up our shield of faith. Today we choose to trust in God's goodness, his mercy, his grace, his love. We trust in those things. We believe what God has said about us, and we refuse to believe the lies of the enemy. And for those of you who are battling with temptation, you're battling with addiction, you're battling with whatever it is, you have been given a shield of faith. Pick it up and fight. Pick it up and fight. Stop letting the devil get the best of you. You've been given a shield. You must stand. You must fight against it. You know, there are some battles that, there are some things that the Lord won't do for you. And that's one of those things. You have to pick up the shield. He's not going to pick it up for you. But you have to rise up against temptation. You have to rise up against the attacks of the enemy and say no. Whenever you are surrounded, whenever you are being pressured by your peers, by your friends to do something that is contrary to the word of God, you pick up your shield of faith and you say, no, I am a child of God. And you quench those fiery darts of the enemy. So Lord, today we choose to pick up our shield today. To stand in faith, to walk in faith, to trust in your goodness and your mercy towards us. So, Lord, be with each and every person in this place today, every young person, every old person, every person between. God, that we would walk with our shield of faith. And, Lord, that we will continue to battle and be battle ready. We thank you and we give you all the praise and the glory and the honor in this place today. And, God, we love you. I pray that you would be with your people. Bless them, oh God. Be with them as they go in, as they go out. God, as they work, as they go to school. Lord, that you would just be with them and be with their families. So, Lord, we love you and we give you all the praise and all the glory and let God's people say,